What's up, guys? This is Paco Realtor Podcast number 8. And today I'm talking about the worst clients I have had in 23 years. Now, in this business, it's not hard to piss people off because you're dealing with money, legalities. Sometimes people, buyers don't get the house they wanted. Sometimes sellers don't get the money they expected. Sometimes there's, expenses that weren't part of it. Anyways, but you do your best, right? And a lot of it is out of your control. If you hear that sound, that's my cat playing with her toys. And of course, she waited until I started record, just like my child would, to actually start playing. Foo-foo! So anyways, so about 4 years ago, right before COVID started, I had a client who had been debating for a year. Foo-foo! Debating for a year if they wanted to sell and buy. It's in the Inland Empire, and their goal was they wanted to buy in a specific area, not far from where they lived, so their kids could stay in the same school. And they wanted to make sure they had a pool and it was bigger. So those were the requirements and had to be in a certain price point. Well, it just so happened that after we started this process, I went ahead and found a house. Let me rephrase that. I got a call from another client of mine who needed to sell their house because we're going through a divorce and needed to move to Ontario. Well, it so happened that house was located in that community. So I call up the first client, we'll call them client A, and told them, hey, I'm going to be listing a property that meets all your requirements. I'll get you in the door to see if you guys want it, because it would be so much easier for the sellers, client B. They don't want to have to worry about prepping the house, cleaning the house, that kind of stuff, right? Because it needed some work. So I get clients A to see home B. And sure enough, meets all their requirements. They're like, Paco, we want it, get it. So I negotiate between client A and client B a price based on the condition of the house and the certain repairs that needed to be done. And because this client was handy, they wanted a discount. They didn't need the client B to do the work. So okay, no problem. So now all I had to do was sell client A's house, because they didn't want to list their house until they had a house ready. Now, normally that's not the way it works. You got to list your house, at least show it's on the market in order for you to make an offer on another house. But it worked out. The planets aligned and God came out and said, it shall be, and it happened. So we put their house on the market, and sure enough, within maybe 10 days, we get an offer to buy it. And part of the requirement is to get a slight rent back, get a few days so they can move from A to B. So, perfect. Negotiate it. It's all done. Client A's buyers coming from Northern California, so they don't need to move into the house right away, which gives my client some flexibility to move into client B, because now client B needs to buy a house, which we'll call that C. Luckily, where they were looking, it's new developments, and we found a house that was a new development, already built, turnkey condition, ready to go. So there was that we didn't have to wait for it to be built. Perfect. A, B, and C, dominoes are set, we're ready. So I think that's when all the BS started. First of all, let's start with the fact that client A had a lender who gave me a pre-qualification based on the money they were going to get from the proceeds of selling property A and how much they had in their savings account. Well, this was around the Thanksgiving, Christmas holiday season. So they took it upon themselves, unknowing to me, to go shopping for new stuff for the house and Christmas presents and everything, knowing they were buying a house. So when we get to close 3 weeks into the escrow, and I'm now getting all this information, I get a frantic call from client A. I don't have enough money to buy house B. What? We had all this lined up. I contact client A's lender, and he's like, well, this is how much he told me they had, and now they have $10,000 less. Turns out they spent it. So client A wants to buy client B's house. Client B is an escrow by their new house because of the divorce. And it is a just clusterfuck, to say the least. And so what are we going to do? So I go ahead and pitch in $5,000 from my commission on property A to help client A. But I tell them, you need to come up with a difference. So they don't. They don't know what it's at. They want to cancel everything. But we have all these dominoes set. They've already removed the contingency. So now their deposit, they're going to lose it if they cancel. Not to mention client B already has his deposit to purchase property C. So we figure out a way. I'll just leave it at that, to let them borrow the difference. I'll just leave it at that. And because it's November, December, they're going to get their tax return in January, in February, so they'll be able to pay that amount to this individual. So problem solved. I'm pissed with the lender. I'm pissed with the client A. And somehow it's my fault. Somehow, it's not my lender, by the way. They didn't go with my lender. They went with their lender. Somehow it's my fault. But, okay, whatever. So then, just when I put that fire out, second fire comes out. Client B is going through a divorce. And there's solar panels. Well, turns out client A doesn't qualify to buy house B with the added financing for the solar panels. Again, a minor detail that they failed to disclose to me. So what am I going to do? So I contact client B and tell them, hey, you guys need to pay off these solar panels, or else we don't have a buyer, and we're going to have to put the house on the market, and you guys are going to have to make the repairs to the pool and to everything else. And they're like, no. So somehow, magically, I negotiate, husband and wife weren't talking to each other, to pay off $18,000 on solar panels. Whew. The major issue has been avoided, so I think. Client A does, as I said, is in the construction world and does his own inspection. Gives me a list of things. I give it to client B, and client B agrees to do half of them. Okay, perfect. So we're done. At least I think we're done. So then we run into problem C. There's HOAs on both property A and property B. And they got to be paid ahead of time because HOA moves really slow. They move really slow to get you the correct paperwork that the lender needs. Well, client A didn't want to pay the HOA fees because, according to them, they didn't have it. Because it's not the monthly. It's like, I think it was like $1,000. And again, they failed to say anything. So now the lender's calling me saying, we don't have the paperwork from the HOA. We can't close this. I've already had it up to here with client A. Not only did they not have enough money, so I had to give them a credit for my commission. Not only did I have to figure out a way to come up with the difference. Not only did I have to get the solar paid off. Now we have an HOA issue. And here's the thing is, they have to do it. There's no way around it. So I finally convinced them to do it. And they waited till the last possible second. Well, because they waited till the last possible second, it delayed the closing by 14 days. Well, if A can't buy B, B can't close on C. So now B is delayed on C. So now I have all these agents calling me for updates saying we're 2 weeks behind because this guy didn't pay for his HOA transfer paperwork. Again, just royal screw up. I don't even know what to say. Well, we finally, I'm calling HOA every day. Escrow's calling HOA every day because, of course, falls on me to do it. God forbid the lender does it because they had a lot to do with this problem. Oh, and by the way, when I told the lender about they don't have money, you know what the lender said? You're making a lot of money. Why don't you give them a bigger credit? So now lender A is on my shit list too. Thanks. I didn't realize it was so easy to spend other people's money, by the way. Thank you very much. You know how much credit they gave? Cerote, zero, not a dollar. So we finally get the HOA clearance on property A, property B. We get everything lined up and we close. 2 weeks late, so everybody's pissed, but we close. Well, client A needs an extra day to move because of the delays. They lost their mover and logistically it all screwed up. Of course, it's my problem somehow. But I'm able to make the arrangements for client B to move into their property so client A can move into property B. So we make the logistics so they'll be out in the morning and then client A will move in the afternoon. So client A moves in and they didn't have enough money to close and they had to get a loan to get pay off the remaining stuff. They decide they're going to do some rehabs on the property. Apparently they ain't got no money, but they got money for flooring. They had a lot more they wanted to do, but they had to settle for flooring, just flooring. Well, after everything is closed, after all the favors I did, after the money I let them borrow, after the $5,000 credit I gave them, they proceed to tell me they're very upset because the carpet had like dog urine. And by the way, the sellers had dogs and everybody knew that and it was disclosed. And their daughter was allergic or somebody was allergic to it. And anyways, he had to spend more money than he expected. So screw everything else that I did. So I told him, you're in construction. You knew they had dogs. You knew what was going on. You never once brought it up. Well, we didn't check under the carpet. You could have paid for an inspection. You chose to make your own inspection. So now I'm fuming with this. So they proceed to put flooring and send me the bill of $2,800. They sent me the bill to pay for it. There is no way in hell I'm paying for that. Not after giving them $5,000 and giving them the loan. Or getting a loan for them. Well, it's been 2 years and they haven't paid the $5,000 back. They're paying a certain amount each month and they're consistently inconsistent on that. So that's one. Two, I asked them early on if they would give me a referral. And they were like, Paco, you got us that. Our dream home that otherwise they could never afford because they somebody else would have came in with a bigger down payment and no contingencies. So I got them that house so there was no competition. Nope. I'm on their shit list somehow. Moral of the story is this. I could do everything right and still be on the wrong side of it. And this is why realtors were problem solvers, but we don't do it for the reason of accolades. Because a lot of our clients don't give us the accolades. They don't. It's the opposite. Everything is our fault. Everything is our fault.